Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Cowboys. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congrats on the big win.
How you look, Joe? Good morning.
Good morning, Cowboys.
Another win.
Well, it was. We did, and it had. But it is a good morning. Let me start off talking about that game. Last night's halftime show wasn't nearly as good as what last Thursday's was.
Yeah, that was something.
There were no lactation cannons pointing all over God's green earth.
Okay.
Displaying them and keeping everyone at areola point.
All right.
But this halftime show, I remain completely flaccid. So very different.
Well, what about the game, though? The game had to lift you up.
Well, it was disappointing. Somebody from the league office forgot to tell the Seahawks that the Cowboys were supposed to win by 3 or 4 touchdowns. That's the way that the writers had written it for the NFL drama. This was our season. Our season. And that game was so close that my liver actually got to DEFCON 1 towards the end of it. I got so drunk because I was nervous that we were going to lose that the family had to actually wrestle the keys to the helicopter from me at the end of the game.
Well, you don't fly that thing anyway.
I do, too. Last night, I was going to celebrate by flying low through Dealey Plaza, and I'd hired Nee Roosevelt to take 3 shots at me. Just for the thrill of it.
How weird is that?
Thrill of it. But glad we won. Very disappointed we only won by 6 points.
Yeah, that's a win.
I like those 30, 40-point margins of victories. I think those are so much fun.
Yeah.
But I bet that we were going to win bigger, so I lost by 4 and a grand.
Oh, no. Geez,
Jerry,
you gave the 9, huh?
I know. I've lost so much gambling money lately.
I don't think you're supposed to be betting on the NFL, Jerry.
I may have to sell my majority interest in the team to the Adelsons.
Yeah, how about that?
I know. What's Cuban doing there?
I don't know.
There's more to that story, I think. I hate playing the Seahawks.
Why?
Because there's nothing I get tired of faster than watching that gum-smacking Pete Carroll stomp around on that other sideline like an old angry goat.
He's pretty good, though.
No, it looks like a goat chewing on a tennis shoe, complaining to the official about every single call. I mean, has that guy ever seen anything happen on the field he agreed with?
That's a good point. I don't know.
I've seen kids who meet Santa for the first time cry less than him. Complaining left and right. And plus, he kind of looks more like some aging hipster who should be driving his Subaru around college campuses selling edibles to me.
Does he?
He's got that look.
Yeah.
And I need to remind Mike McCartney, our head coach, to quit working in so many penalties when he draws up the game plan.
Yeah, there were a lot.
How many penalty yards? Do we have more penalty yards than we had actual yards?
No. Not quite.
It's pretty bad, though.
Yeah.
I wanted Bland to get him another pick 6, but instead he was just determined to suck on the field until he got that 1 interception.
He gave up 6 for sure.
Yeah, he did. He sure did. And in off-the-field news, now this is, news that comes from not on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that old gal refiled her lawsuit against me?
Yeah, why you want to bring that up?
My fake new half-biological kid.
Yeah.
My new half-daughter.
Right.
This will be the second time in a month that I've been blackmailed into doing something I didn't really want to do. First Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor, and now this.
Had a rough month.
Very rough month. Very rough month. Hey, I just want to say, and I do, that I have enjoyed calling in your program for the last 53 years. and talking with Mike Fernando. And he has been a good friend. And by friend, I mean someone who answers the phone when I call in. And who has, on a few occasions, taken a bag of money that I gave him and hand-delivered it to a certain gate agent along with a note in kidnapper newspaper font saying, keep quiet or else. So,
he's done some work
Fernando's
for you.
He's done that,
a great
too, huh?
friend of the Cowboys.
He's reliable.
Mike, you, Jerry.
Far reliable. And Mike, I hope you have a good permanent vacation, and I hope you take you and your wife on a nice trip, and to that end, I offer you the services of the Bravo Eugenia.
Whoa, wow. Okay.
There you go.
Anywhere you want. Hawaii, Santorini, Texoma, White Rock, whatever your heart desires.
Being a bag man pays off.
It does. Just keep your wife away from Captain Rex, because I got some bad experience doing that with mine.
All right.
But enjoy your time off, Mike, before you go to that great big glory hole in the sky. That's the way I like to think of it. Good morning.
Good morning. There goes Jareth.